I don't have anything as dramatic as Paul's, but something spoke to me recently. Like most of you here, I suppose you use some form of daily reading. Well, mine is the daily Bible system called Daily Light, but it's called Living Light because it's the Living Bible translation. It is laid out for morning and evening readings. And I don't know like about you, but sometimes when I read a verse in a modern translation, it jumps out at you and literally hits you between the eyes. One such verse was on the morning of the 9th of April. As some of you know, I lost my husband Peter about 15 months ago. It hasn't been easy over those months, but I have felt the leading of the Holy Spirit and the comfort of the Lord during that time, very often in the reading of the Bible. The heading for the morning section for that day was, "Don't be afraid, for I have ransomed you." Now that in itself is a wonderful reminder of God, what God has done for us all. Then it goes on with two verses from Isaiah chapter 54, verses 4 and 5. It says, "Fear not, you will no longer live in shame." Now, we've all done things that we're ashamed of, particularly in our youth. I know I have. And to be told that we will no longer live in this shame is quite something. Then here is the bit that really had me in floods of tears. I tell you, I was really in floods of tears. I'll read the section again. "The shame of your youth and the sorrows of widowhood will be remembered no more, for your Creator will be your husband." The shame of your youth and the sorrows of widowhood will be remembered no more, for your Creator will be your husband. Of course, I realise that in the context of this Bible verse, it was referring to Israel. But the Bible speaks to us at different times and at different levels throughout our life. If it didn't, it wouldn't have anything to say to us in the 21st century. As I said, I wept when I read these verses. But I think how wonderful and gracious of our Father to use words that were penned in the 8th century BC that spoke to me and comforted me on the 9th of April in 2019. God is gracious. Can I finish by thanking, I think it's mainly Gemma, who did the Lent prayer list. It's really spoken to me over the last few weeks. It's kept my mind on course day by day, and I thank her for preparing for it, because it has really done me good, and hope many others of you have been reading the prayer list. Hope you all have a blessed and happy Easter Sunday.